edification in our spirit. We've been charged up, ready for what God wants to do this morning in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you still happy to be here this morning? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Father, we turn over the next couple of minutes into your hands. I commit myself into your hands. I believe I received the grace to deliver your word that you've put in my heart to your people the way you've given it to me. Lord, I acknowledge it's not the presence of your word that brings light. It's the entrance. Therefore, I ask for the grace for your word to enter the hearts of your people this morning. Lord, I believe I receive understanding flooding their hearts in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you all the praise and all the glory. And it is with absolute pleasure standing on your word, standing under the blood of Jesus, and standing with the name Jesus to declare this place a no-go area to the devil and his entire kingdom in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise and we give you glory. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It's done. The grace for God's word to enter is here. I love what Pastor mentioned it. Jesus said, wheresoever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am. Jesus is here. Nobody's excited. I said, Jesus is here. Aye. We may not see him. You don't need to see him. He gave his word. He said, wherever two, there's one, two. We are more than two. And we're gathered in his name. He is here. Amen. And that brings me to it. Thank you, Lord, for reminding me. That brings me to another point. Please don't come to God's presence without an expectation. He's here. Not because of you. But because we're gathered in his name. And he's here to bring to pass your expectation. So if you're here without expectation, you could have been at home. I hope you know it is free to be here. You could have been at home doing something else. There's no point coming to the presence of the living God and not having an expectation. Surely there is an end. And your expectation today, shall not be cut short. Because Jesus himself is here. Praise God. He's here. Hallelujah. So expectations shall be met. If you came to God with a cup, that cup is going to be filled to overflowing. I came with ocean. I want that ocean to be filled because we're starting something in Croydon and everybody in Croydon needs to know that Jesus is Lord. I want him to do it. I need ocean faith. So I'm here with an ocean and I know it to be filled. Amen. Genesis chapter 3, please. I want to encourage you. You guys are... I want to encourage you. Genesis chapter 3. Maybe let's start there. Genesis chapter 3. And we're going to read... verse 14. Let's start... to have a background of what is happening, let's start from verse 9. Then the Lord God called Adam and said to him, where are you? So he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded that you should not eat? Then the man said, the woman whom you gave to me to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I ate. And the Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me and I ate. So the Lord God said to the serpent, now here is God judging the devil. He says, because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And here's where I'm going. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. And with that line, the devil was judged forever. He said, "You, the highest you'll be able to do is to bruise the knee. Is it knee? Did I get the anatomy right? The heel. But his head will be crushed. So from then on, ha. Because he didn't know who. God just said, her seed. He didn't know which of her seed. From then on, ha. is that? He tried to kill. What's his name? Who was the first person? That was murdered. Thought, okay, it's that one. He had a perfect sample. Oh, that might be the one. Until Jesus came. There's something very, because there's something about the moment there's something about the moment he ended at the gate of hell that has caught my attention for a while. The devil knew that that's the Son of the Living God. He knew, because his demons declared, you are the Son of the Most High. He knew it. But remember, Jesus said, Father, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, why have you forsaken me? Why have you turned your back to me? That was when he was carrying my sin and your sin. Amen. So when Jesus, when he ended up at the gate of hell, for the devil to rejoice, I have gotten him. There must have. Jesus was carrying it. For the devil not to know that, oh, this might be a trick in my head. He did say he's going to cross my head. Jesus was so mad with sin that the devil said, he's a candidate for hell. He must have had a mark that every human being, every human spirit had to qualify for hell. Say, yes. With this, now God's going to take it back. This one now has sin on his life. That's the only reason. That's the only reason why he qualified to end up in hell. He was carrying my sin and was carrying your sin. But on the third day, I'm trying to, because on the one hand, I want to believe that the power of God power of God that cannot be controlled. Come on, my son has been there for 3 days. Come on, let's get him out. The power of hell, power of God just evaded hell, just left all of them, finished all of them and took his son. But on the other hand, I want to think God just, he created hell. That's why he just walked in, maybe whistling, and just, what brings you to this place? I just came to see what is happening down here. My son. You see, I got him. You said he's going to bruise my own heel, but me. And he said, you said he's going to cross my head. I've crushed his head. His hair is not. He bore the mark that every spirit has for them to be incarcerated here with me forever. So, what are you doing here? So God has said, okay, you know I'm a man of my word. And I've said, it is the wages of sin that is death, eternal separation from me. Can you point to one sin that my son has committed? Say, don't worry, we will find one. And maybe they had computers then. He did what's that? Star dot star. What was that command? Those of us that did that used to use MS DOS, you know, he did his did everything checked from the day he was born to the day he started sweating. He said, command, we need to find one for him to be one. They couldn't find one that he committed. He couldn't stay there. I said he will crush your head. And he has crushed your head. So He's going with me. But before I leave, everyone born of a woman that believes in my son, the same way you are powerless to him now is the same way you are powerless to them as well. And then he resurrected. The devil cannot do anything against you. He's powerless. God left him zero. Zero. You see, the scripture says, resist him. And if we need to read the word flee came from and find out what it means. You just know, I resist you. And he'll run away. You know, when he shouts at the dog, he puts it, curls his tail in and runs. That's the picture you should have every time you find any effect of the law of sin and death around you. Say, no, in the name of I resist you now. I resist you. I resist you. Now, I've said it a few times. He's a goat. So sometimes he wants to try. Okay, does he know what he's saying? Just stand firm. Stand firm. We live in parallel worlds. Yes, in the spirit, only if God could open our eyes to see what happens in the spirit. The moment you are praying in the Holy Ghost, only if God could open your eyes to see what was happening to your spirit. But because we live in a body of flesh and blood, we're used to our five physical senses. Because if we didn't feel edified, that means we're not edified. But God has said it. Every time you pray in tongues, you are edifying yourself. Every time you resist him, he'll flee. Be it whatever it might be. The one that I'm currently working on is the effects of the law. Sorry, the effects of the curse of the law that is manifested itself in lack. Don't you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ? How he, being rich, he became poor so that you, through his poverty, might be made rich. So every symptom that is against abundance, you have every right to resist it. Just resist it. You see that car you really want to buy, but then your mathematical brain starts thinking, okay, I need to start saving. No. God did not say, whatsoever you desire, start saving to buy it. He said, believe that you receive it. That's it. So you resist it. That feeling that you have to save maybe 15 months, depending on what your salary is, before you can buy that brand new car, that is from hell. You have every right. Say no. Oh my God, I have a father and he's rich and he doesn't want me to. No, come on. The blessed of God, he makes you rich. So anything that puts that makes you feel constrained, no, resist it and it would flee. Resist it. Even headache. Some of us are accustomed to what's it called? Is it paracetamol? Try Jesus. In the name, I resist you. Just stand firm. Kenneth Hagin said, if you're prepared to stand forever, you won't stand for too long before you see God's word manifest. Say, no. This is the same I want to be next year. This is the same I want to be 10 years from now. You are ready for God's word to manifest. Say, no, I resist you. Come on. I serve a God as abundant. So increase your seed. Challenge that spirit. Okay. Take half your salary. Amen. Give. Because that's the only way you can get, isn't it? That's the only way you can get. And that, so remember the moment I said, take your salary and take half. That thought, let's apply wisdom. That one too, you need to resist it. Because in the kingdom, the way you increase is through giving. In the kingdom of God, it's not increasing the number of hours you are. Okay, if you have more, if you have 3 hours and you are, by all means, it's not stealing away time to spend in God's word. It doesn't steal away time from being in the presence of God, church. It's not, if you have those extra hours and you want, by all means, do that. But in the kingdom, the way we increase is we give. Is we give. Amen. That's the way we increase. And you have every right. Just resist him steadfastly. Resist him. And that brings me to a word, honor. Honor means because you have said it, I know you will do it. So until it comes, this is where I'm standing. And as far as my income or my finances is concerned, my finance is going to be a mirror image of heaven. So therefore, I take my stand against everything and anything that is saying otherwise. I resist the devil in the name of Jesus. He will flee. He will flee. Was it Friday or Thursday? Very inquisitive. I was just thinking, so why? I know I should be spending time in God's word. God has showed me. Someone believer. Desires in the word of God. Meditating it day and night. Psalm 112 believer. Let's go there. Let's go there. Let me not quote it off my head. Psalm 112. Psalm 112 is a picture of every believer. That's a picture of you. He says, verse 1 says, praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly. So I know I ought to delight greatly in the word of God. I know. But that's not when I analyzed my day. A few minutes. Okay. I'm being partial to myself. A few minutes here and there. As in physically with God's word. I mean, the whole day is either I'm either confessing the word. It's either I'm meditating on a word that I'm believing God for. But to find the time, to create the time to spend it in his word. Why am I struggling to find 1 hour? 1 hour. I struggle to find 1 hour. The devil knows the moment you create that 1 hour, he's finished. He knows it. So you do everything. You're the man of the house. You have to walk so that the money can keep flowing. Keep the wife happy. Lies from the pit of hell. He knows the day you succeed to create 1 hour. We read it. Jesus said, watch and pray. He asked Peter, couldn't you watch for 1 hour? The devil knows he is finished. The moment you can create one consistent hour. No distractions. Just you and the word of life. He knows that city is finished. Another one like Jesus is born. And the same way Jesus dealt with him, the same way he too will be dead. And the great thing about the glory of God is it's contagious. Everybody around you start noticing, this guy is carrying something special. The devil doesn't want that. So he'll do everything. He'll even give you reasons. A phone will ring. So something will happen. He knows that the moment you consecrate your heart and your time to God's word, his battle against you is over. And in John 17, turn to John 17, the scripture for, I think I might as well wrap it up at this point. John 17, Jesus is praying here. How many of you know every prayer Jesus prayed, he got answer for? Huh? Here's the prayer he prayed for you. John 17, and verse 17. Jesus said, he asked the Father, sanctify every healing springs member by your truth. Your word is truth. The moment it becomes, we've all had habits, you know. We did it the first time, second time before we knew it. Even when we knew we should not be doing it, we have to make God's word a habit, a daily habit. The moment you create it, a habit. And, okay, fine. Lord, I'll share it with you. The devil knows. And, I started this session by saying, I declare this zone, no-go area. They'll stay there. Whoever is in charge of, because, you know, maybe the other place, the devil himself has to be. Whoever's in charge of is it Hampshire or Basingstoke area? So wait, just watch them. Don't go, service time is the wrong time because they just caught that word. That word is on fire in the house. Wait. Yeah. When they're going, wait now. You two cool down. They'll leave you alone Sunday. One that is bold might just want to cause strife between husband and wife, you know, something that normally you would have overlooked, you know, picking up and start to argue. He has stolen the word, or he has stolen the word, because the presence of strife means God has exited. God has left the building. But say, no, wait. Wait until Wednesday. Let us see if they can keep it. The first time I heard this, it was Crawford that said it. I think it was in 2000. His first service, 2014. He was giving 14 steps for the year 2014. And I think this was between the 12th and the 13th. Normally I don't argue with when some men of God teach. I said, no, come on. How can you say that? But the longer I thought about it, I said, it's true. Sometimes we start it. Then by Wednesday, by Thursday, something happens. It's the devil. You have to know it's the devil. He knows that he doesn't want you consistently spending time every day. He doesn't, because he knows that is his grave in your life concerning you. Done. He knows it because he has no answer to the word of God. Colossians 2:15 says, having disarmed, he disarmed him. He disarmed him. And this is what has disarmed him. So he doesn't want you to become consistently, every day, committed to Bible time. He'll let you pray. Especially if he's gotten you in a web of praying prayers that don't get results. He doesn't want you. But it's your decision to make. All of this, Jesus prayed a prayer. Sanctify them. Set them apart by your truth. Your word is truth. Every time you spend time with God's word, you are being sanctified. And that sanctified also is a word that we've lost the meaning. Because people think, he's becoming holy. We can use holy as well. But sanctified just simply means you're being set apart for God's use. That's when he can use you. That's when he can use you. When he knows, okay, this month of June, your whole salary. You hear me? Your whole salary. Take 10%. Honor me with the tithe. The rest, I want you to give 40% to this person and remain 60% to your pastor. That spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's the word of God. So the question people now, so what am I going to do? You do it first. Obey. I'm not saying God is saying that. So don't. God has not sent me to tell you to take your whole salary this month. But God might be using me to speak to somebody here. I'm not. I just used it as an example. Praise God. But it's your dedication to the word of God that sanctifies you, that sets you apart for his holy use. And I will end with, let's just read 2 Timothy, because what Paul wrote Timothy there also is powerful. 2 Timothy chapter 2. I want to read verse 20 and 21. It says, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. 21. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, clean yourself from dishonor. This is very strong. Dishonor is the opposite of honor. And honor simply means, it's my word, and once I give it, I stand by it. You tell somebody, I'll see you tomorrow at 10. By 9:55, you must be there. Whatever it takes, because that is your word. And that's honor. That is honor. You tell somebody, yeah. Or as a businessman, you take a contract, say, yes, 3 weeks. Maybe you calculate it wrong. Do whatever it takes to stand by your word, because you've given your word already, and that is honor. And the one person that can teach you how to give your word and stand by it is God himself. Amen. Sends out his word. It accomplishes whatever he sends it out to do. And maybe the reason why some of us struggle to believe God, to take God at his word, is maybe because we just speak for the, is it Fourth Amendment? The right of speech. Because I can talk, I can babble, just talk. No. We are not like them. We're not of them. We're different. We are men and women of honor. If you say it, do it. Even if it means you have to, let's apologize. I have to apologize. I cannot. But before you send that apology, you have said it already. So stand by your word. Let it get to the point when people say, oh, did he say he'll do it by so and so? And you can go and go, you can go and rest. You do it. Oh, she said it will be complete on the first of. He's going to do it. It might even be complete 2 days before. Just go and rest. That is where God wants to take you to. That's honor. So if you can clean yourself from anything that is dishonorable, spending time with God's word, setting yourself apart for his use, then he will use you. And this is your, what's this year is your year of, there you go, light that shines. Funny enough, this is light itself. And in here, you get the grace to be set apart to shine is here. And all God is waiting for, all he's not, before, don't hear me wrong, God's not waiting for you to do it tomorrow only. Yes, I did what pastor preached about. No. When you've done it for 6 weeks, consistently, you found, now, I've not said 1 hour, start with 1 hour, just start. Because in the kingdom, in the kingdom, it is faithfulness that increases the grace to do more. You understand? So, if you can find 1 hour, by all means, do it. If it's 10 minutes, but you know that 10 minutes? 6 o'clock every month. 6 o'clock every morning from 6 to 6:10 is me and God and my Bible. That's it. I dare you. 6 weeks. 6 weeks. Because remember, it's in you being consistent. That's where the power lies. And then the best thing is, when he notices, okay, there's a desire, there's a strong desire, there's a strong pull. Say, God said, turn to me, I'll turn to you. A strong pull. Then he would gift you with a revelation. One day he just open, you read, and whoo, oh, this is what it means. You've just gotten your own revelation from God. And let me tell you, it's addictive. Before you know it, you would want more. But it starts with you making a decision. I'm making up my mind. I am making up my mind. I will commit to spending time with the Word of God on a daily basis. You miss it, maybe Wednesday comes and goes, and it's Wednesday is one of those days that's so busy. Don't even allow the devil to bring, what's it called? Condemnation. No. Just turn to Romans 8 and show him. Show that feeling. Most times come through a feeling. Ah, you see? Wednesday, you feel? There is therefore now, no condemnation to me. Repent, Thursday, get back. And just stick with it. Stick with it. Amen. Until you don't need to wait for Sunday service before God can deliver he can deliver revelation to you. Revelation on healing, revelation on faith, revelation on abundance, revelation, his revelation to you. That does not mean you don't need to come to church anymore because you are now getting direct revelation. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Have you been blessed this morning? Amen. Stand to your feet and let's give God praise. Hallelujah. Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory. We thank you, Lord, for where you are taking us. We give you all the praise and all the glory.